Art and architecture from the Glasgow style is making a visit to America and a stop in Nashville, Tennessee. Designing the New, Charles Rennie Mackintosh and the Glasgow Style can be seen at the Frist Art Museum. Trinita Kennedy is curator for the exhibition and is showing us around. First, she introduces us to Charles Rennie Mackintosh.
He was an architect, a designer, and a painter who lived from 1868 to 1928. And he's really the most creative Scottish architect of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Now, let's learn a little about the Glasgow School.
So the Glasgow School of Art is an art school that is founded in the mid-19th century, and it's still open today and is considered one of the best art schools in the United Kingdom. And this is where Charles Rennie Mackintosh studied himself as an artist, and then he would design and oversee the construction of a new Glasgow School of Art. And this is a building that features very prominently in the city of Glasgow. It sits on a high hill and can be seen from almost everywhere.
Designing the New, Charles Rennie Mackintosh and the Glasgow Style features 165 pieces of work. These highlight the history and continuing influence of the Glasgow style.
You see a little bit of everything, actually. There's, I think, something for everyone here. There is architectural drawings. There are these wonderful videos that were shot with drones and handheld cameras in Glasgow, where you get to feel like you're walking inside of Mackintosh's buildings. But you also do see watercolors, furniture, metalwork. There's also embroidery. There are a lot of the designs that ultimately became bigger works of art.
Several of these works are by women artists. That was something considered radical in Mackintosh's day.
Right. I think Glasgow was a very unique environment for these women artists to be. There were others who saw their potential and helped them to gain the necessary skills to have a career, including after they got married and perhaps had children. And these were really, I think, bold and often independent women, too. They were women who were fighting for the vote in the United Kingdom. So they were definitely progressive thinkers.
The largest work in the show is the May Queen mural. Kennedy tells us its story.
It's designed by Margaret MacDonald Mackintosh, who is Mackintosh's wife. And this is one of two gesso panels that were made for the Ingram Street Tea Rooms. Mackintosh did one and Margaret did the other. And this is a kind of a very experimental work. It's 15 feet long. It's wood that's covered in burlap and then gesso, and then string is applied, and then all of these different materials. There's tin leaf to attract light and these kind of delicate paint colors. And then you see the May Queen in the middle, and she's surrounded by other very ethereal women who are holding these really wonderful flowers, these garlands of flowers.
Also fascinating is a large collection stand that was used in a church.
During this time period, Glasgow was a city that was growing in size, and as a result, a lot of churches were built in the city in the 19th century. And so at the very beginning, we do see this big collection. It almost looks like a chalice, doesn't it? But but it's ginormous.
Kennedy says Mackintosh's work is not often seen in America, although his influence went well beyond his native Scotland.
I think that this is a really pivotal phase in architecture and design. It marks kind of, a new chapter. Mackintosh is kind of inventing a new design language that in some ways kind of remains with us. It's kind of a stripped down interiors, very spare, but yet very elegant. And I think that a lot of people will identify with his interiors. And also, they have this very calming effect, most of them.
Designing the New, Charles Rennie Mackintosh and the Glasgow Style is at the Frist Art Museum until September 12th. Details on the exhibition can be found at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.